The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the first day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Saint Febronia, the ascetic virgin, was martyred. The saint was the niece of a superior of the convent that had 50 virgins in a place called Oriana in Mesopotamia. Her aunt brought her up in the fear of God and taught her the reading of the holy books. Saint Febronia vowed herself to the Lord Christ, and she fought the good fight by her citizens fasting for 2 days at a time and unceasing in her prayers. When Emperor Diocletian issued this edict to worship idols, many Christians were martyred by his hands. When the virgins heard that, they were afraid and left the convent and went into hiding. None was left in the convent except Saint Febronia, another sister, and the abbess. On the following day, the envoys of Emperor Kim seized the abbess and humiliated her. Saint Febronia said to them, "Take me and set free this old woman." But they took her as well, bound in ropes, and brought them to the governor. At that time, she was 20 years old and was attractive. The governor asked her to worship the idols and promised her many things, but she refused. He ordered that she be beaten with the rods and her dress to be torn off. The abbess cried out to him, saying, "May God rip you up, a wild beast, for you want to put to shame this young orphan girl." The governor was wrathful and ordered Saint Febronia to be squeezed by the wheel and to comb her body with an iron comb until her flesh was completely torn. During all that, she prayed to the Lord asking for help. He then cut out her tongue and smashed her teeth so that she could not pray. But the Lord strengthened her and comforted her. Finally, the governor ordered her head to be cut off, and she received the crown of martyrdom. A righteous man took her body and shrouded it with costly shrouds and placed it in a golden box. May her prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also the fighter since Biucha and Benanian departed. They were priests in the church of Tuna of the diocese of Tanda. Their father was the steward of this church. It happened when the priest Benanian was celebrating the divine liturgy, someone came calling him to see his father who was dying in that instant. He answered him, saying, "I cannot take off my priestly vestment before the end of the service. If God is willing, I shall see him before he dies. Otherwise, it will be the will of God." His father asked for him 3 times, and he responded with the same answer. When he finished the Mass, he found his father had departed. The church vessels were stored in a place known only by his father. Benanian the priest went to Saint Daniel, the priest of the wilderness of Shehit, who guided him by divine inspiration to the place where the vessels were stored. These two saints lived a virtuous life until they departed in peace. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
say.